So let's hear a little tune bark. Let me hear
it. Fine, the rabbi, you talk about this one. See the aruch they bring down in the not the shemot, the taliyaris. But they had a minuk. No, they hung. Taliyaris on the taliyaris. The other thing, equivalent to shemot, the same one of those. The red one. They had a minuk that they had a fake haman, like what we do over here in the street. That everybody knows. For a couple days before Purim, they would hang it on their wires, whatever what we do. Comes Purim time, they would put it over a fire, a bonfire, like as if it was Moiluch, and everybody would stand around it and share. And it would pass around and it goes through Moiluch or something like that. How it's just like by Moiluch, where they pass it through, and they say, like, you're being burnt at the stake. I don't know, it sounds so weird.
Did he bring such a bayak?
From the Aruch, I think it was the Aruch.
So he says that it was a minig toiv, or he just...
So that was a minig, and he brings a raya from the Gemara. Because it said, he said, this is this word Pashtadasa or something that you never heard of.
Pashtadasa.
And he said, what?
I can tell you where they were courage, because Amalek was the Lord of the Kishon. They were big Bechashim. Wapshad, they were big Bechashim. Teba. Everything but the Eidus. They had Teva, they explained away all the supernatural as Kishon. So I'm thinking that's the Pshat. They went into the Bahamas. One shot that's in the Melchama, like, Chelik of the Melchama was with the Kishon.
You don't know how they did it just to save themselves. You know, no, it was a lot more.
It was deeper than that.
Because they wanted to show we're going against Hashem. How? By doing Kishon.
By Kishon. That's what I want to say. That's what I want to say. See, the Melchama has to be more symbolic. It's dirt. I have to say another thing. I look at it a little differently. The aim is to create the world. So these Melchamas were actually created for the aim.
Right.
Stop shouting that Amalek comes. If Amish doesn't come, Amalek doesn't come. No.
It's going to make some worse than coming. She's ready.
Rough day, huh?
Well, because I came home from Dominic later than she wanted to, she told my kids that their father got them to Russia. I explained to her that she's sick, and that's it. And she's like, I'm not getting divorced the second time. This is not good for you, and that's it. What did I do? I came home at 10 o'clock in the morning. She saw some ladies come home now. She looked like a lady. You might see her right. I can't get the bus. I live with what I have and I try to make the best of it.
You know, it's the word she says, it's a challenge. It's nothing. It's just. There are times that there's good.
Yeah, I guess.
Loves you.
It gets worse as time goes on. She can't take it. I mean, every time she gets a kid, every person she sees, she looks at, you have a baby or a friend. You have a baby or a friend.
What is this?
You
got some of what is it? Purim stuff? Make music. Maybe they don't.
The radio.
How can be the radio? Oh, it's our thing. You need from.